me a vessel that is for his honor. You know, we were all like the potter's vessel in Jeremiah 18. And you see, the vessel was marred in the potter's hand. He could have discarded it and said, finished. But he says, no, I will make of it yet another vessel, as it seems good for the potter to make it. And so he's been at work. He's picked up this vessel of clay, and he's making of it a vessel that will be suited for him and for his glory. Wonderful prospect. Wonderful expectation. Do not lose sight of that hope. That hope to be with him someday. We know that we will be like him. We couldn't be with him if we weren't like him. And God is going to, when he calls us home, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, out of the midst of the failure, the scattering of God's people, the weakness that we've been talked about, the unfaithfulness that characterizes us, the people of God, we got to identify with it. We're part of that whole company of God's people that are marked by failure on every hand. And out of that, he's going to call us home and transform in a moment into his likeness. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we wait for the Savior, who shall change these bodies of humiliation and fashion them like unto his body of glory, according to the power whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. He has power to subdue everything under him. The first phase of exercising that power is to change us into his likeness and for his glory. And then when we are there with him, then he's going to come to display us to wandering worlds. 2 Thessalonians 1:9-10. And he will be admired in the saints, in all them that believe now. They won't admire me, thank God. There's be nothing of me there, but there'll be only what is each one of us. And they will admire Christ in every saint of God that has reached the glory. And the only ones that will reach there are all of them, because they'll reach there because of his wondrous purpose and his work of grace in each one of us. May the Lord encourage us. It's a little while, and he who shall come, and will not tarry. But I can afford to wait, because every day that he does tarry, really he doesn't tarry, he just is long suffering. He does not want any to perish, because I know that every day that he waits in coming, there are souls that are brought in, and that company is growing. Well, I don't know what we have to pass through, but I'm thankful he didn't come 100 years ago. I wasn't even there. So how wonderful that he's waited this long. You know, our brethren of that time already waited that the Lord might come. So, as I say, I can afford to wait. And the Lord, he knows the time, and he will come in his time and for his glory.
Amen.